This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. It's been a lively 2012 SHRM convention here in Atlanta, with speakers ranging from Condoleezza Rice to Tom Brokaw, plus a performance by comedian Jerry Seinfeld. But on today's podcast, our focus turns not to Newman or Kramer, but rather to one of the key issues affecting HR professionals on a daily basis, namely background checks. And we begin with employment attorney Lester Rosen, who is the CEO of Employment Screening Resources in Novato, California. You saw from the overflowing crowd, and people were literally sitting in the aisles, a lot of interest in this topic. So tell me, what's the biggest misconception that you see when it comes to background checks?
Well, the single biggest misconception, there's probably two of them. The first misconception is a background check is simply an exercise in acquiring data, that it's simply a background firm pushes some magic button, up comes a report. And in fact, background checking is now subject to tremendous amounts of legislation, regulation, and litigation, and it really has morphed into a professional service that's heavily legally regulated. So the first misconception that it's not just a matter of buying data, it's really a matter of understanding how that data can be used legally, making sure that the data comes from the best source and it's the most accurate. The second misconception, which is equally prevalent, is that employers think, well, if I just do background checks, I've accomplished my duty of due diligence and safe hiring, and nothing can be further from the truth. That safe hiring, in terms of hiring people that are qualified, that have the skills you need, that have the quality, in order to get the quality workforce you're looking for, really starts well before the background check. It starts with a well-written job description. It starts with a well-developed interview process, application process, reviewing the application. When I act as an expert witness in cases where people are sued for negligent hiring, the first thing I do is look at the application, and you wonder, what was that employer thinking? The application told you, it screamed out, you're hiring a bad person here. And also calling past employers, whether they'll give you the good information or not, just to verify where a person has been. So those are probably the two biggest misconceptions about background checks.
And are employers in this area a bit damned if they do, damned if they don't? Because, of course, you have concerns with negligent hiring and OSHA. If you don't really follow through to make sure that you're not bringing a potentially dangerous employee into the workplace.
Well, you're damned if you don't, and you're damned if you don't do it right. If you don't do it, there's an absolute certainty that you are going to be in a situation where you're going to have the employee from hell, and you're going to face a legal and financial nightmare. That's indisputable. The statistics show that a large number of people, some people say up to 40% of applications, are fraudulent. Their criminal records are very important, and we need to be sure we use criminal records correctly, particularly with the new EEOC guidance, but that's important. The people that are sued for background checks are the ones that don't follow the basic rules. There's been some big class action settlements recently against employers who said, FCRA? What FCRA? The FCRA is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. They ignored it, totally ignored it. And those people have gotten sued, and that's their own fault for not paying the least attention to compliance. So the answer is, you're damned if you don't. You got to do it, but do it right. And it's not that hard to do it right.
And final question, turning to credit reports, which was also part of your talk. You know, there's now eight states, as you noted, that have laws about credit reports really kind of restricting them, and there's many more that have legislation in the works. Do you see this as a big trend that's going to continue in the next year or so?
Well, what's interesting is that on April 25th, 2012, when the EEOC came out with their criminal guidance, it was widely anticipated that there would be a guidance on credit reports as well. And what people were anticipating was that the EEOC would put so many restrictions on credit reports, as a practical matter, they'd be hard to use. Now, that didn't happen on April 25th. Because of the fallout over the current guidance, it's not sure when and if that will happen. But the handwriting is on the wall that employers need to be very circumspect about credit reports. The eight states who have limited credit reports have not banned them. There's been no one who had banned credit reports. And I think there is a recognition that embezzlement is a big issue, internal theft, insider threats. That credit reports can be helpful at some occasions. I think the problem people have is whether they're being overused in such a way that it puts people at a disadvantage who perhaps shouldn't be. So it's an unfair use. So the answer would be yes and no. Yes, there's more restrictions. Yes, you ought to be more careful. No, I don't think they'll disappear entirely, but I think they'll be much more limited in use and scope as we go forward.
Okay, well, thanks so much for your time.
I'm here with Richard Lucas, who works at Samuel Shapiro & Company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Rich, tell me, in your job, what's your biggest concern when it comes to background checks?
Right now, what we're noticing is that a lot of the providers are pulling data from multiple sources where they used to just go to the courthouse and actually send someone and pull the record. So as the courts go digital and they create these sort of databases, that information is coming up about arrests or citations that really aren't misdemeanors, they're not felonies, and by even it showing up on the report when you're not requesting it, it now puts you in a position as an HR professional to really, you know, have that strong code of ethics and look at, you know, look at those things and be able to strike them from your mind, or to make sure also that a pattern isn't being missed of something later on that has become a problem, which is usually not the case. But you know, if it's, you know, hiring a lot of entry-level employees out of college and there's trespassing or possession or underage drinking or not having a driver's license, those things are popping up. So you really have to make sure that you have, you know, a strong code of ethics and that you can look at the information and move past it. But also, if there was something on there that could be a red flag, or you would need to double check to make sure it's the right person, that the data is not mixed up, that you also take the appropriate action. That's rare, but...
I think the advice you heard here at the convention, help out in terms of when you go back to your job?
So far, a little bit, yeah. I mean, the data that I just learned in the last seminar was great about very specific, I think, problems, but I think he addressed it in a sense to go to your provider and ask certain questions and where the data comes from and are they accredited or have they taken the new steps, which I can't remember right now because I'm exhausted, but I wrote down. But absolutely, it'll make me go back to them. I already trust them, but it'll make me go back to them and, you know, just verify and make sure that we're all on the same page so we don't get too comfortable.
I'm David Weisenfeld. We hope you've enjoyed this ExpertHR.com podcast. This concludes our daily coverage of the SHRM 2012 convention in Atlanta. But if you missed any of our previous podcasts, check out our website for full details. And be sure to see other news coverage of the convention as well on experthr.com.
The opinions expressed in this program do not represent legal advice, nor should they necessarily be taken as the views of Expert HR or its employees. ExpertHR.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. For more information about Expert HR and our subscription offering, call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, that's 1-855-973-7847. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.